Ek het die voorreg om jou voor te stel aan Marie Soekers vanmiddag. En Marie Soekers was ook al 'n parlementslid vir die ACDP in die parlement. Maar nou staan sy bekend as 'n kampvegter vir goddelike geregtigheid in haar gemeenskap. Marie Soekers, wat 'n voorreg om jou op die lug vanmiddag te verwelkom. Goeiemiddag Marie.
Goeiemiddag Johan, goeiemiddag aan jou luisteraars. Dit is ook my voorreg om saam met julle te wees.
Fantasties en baie baie hartlik welkom. Marie, jy as 'n voormalige ACDP lid van die parlement, nou nie meer in die parlement nie, maar het 'n organisasie genaamd Voice to Parliament gestig om vir Christelike demokrasie in Suid-Afrika te veg. Maar voordat ons daarby kom, wil ek eers praat oor jou wonderlike genadepad wat die Here met jou geloop het. Kom ons gaan terug. Daar op die plaas in die Boland, waar jy groot geraak het in die apartheidsjare, waar jy wonderlik groot gemaak is deur jou moeder, wat wonderlike inslag. Vat ons 'n bietjie terug en vertel ons van jou grootword jare.
Johan, ja, ek sê altyd aan mense dat die plaas grootword het my identiteit gevorm en my mens wees. Ek is grootgemaak deur 'n baie besonderse vrou wat 'n identiteit gemeng was, Indiër en Maleise afkom. En my ma het baie sterk waardesisteem gehad, alhoewel sy natuurlik uit 'n baie gebroke agtergrond kom. Sy was ontvoer en verkoop aan my pa toe sy 11 jaar oud was, en sy het geboorte gegee aan my eerste suster toe sy 12-13 was. Maar nieteenstaande dit het sy 'n baie sterk waardesisteem gehad, jy weet, en ons so groot gemaak. So die natuur natuurlik, die plaas en my ma se invloed op my lewe het aan my 'n grondslag gelê vir die waardes van om reg te doen, om jou medemens te dien en om te lewe vir iets wat groter is as jouself.
Maria, ons teruggaan na daardie jare en ek lees dat op die plaas was dit nie altyd die maklikste jare. En ek het 'n idee, baie van ons luisteraars sal ook daarmee kan sê en vereenselwig. En jy moes vir die eienaar van die plaas ook, en ek haal aan wat jy gesê het, baas sê en as baas aanspreek. Wat het dit aan jou menswees gedoen destyds?
Ek dink baie van ons wat groot geword het in die apartheidjare en in ekonomiese agtergrond wat arm is, is natuurlik psigies, jy weet, dit het 'n invloed op jou. My ma het vermoë gehad om ons aan te druk dat geen mens het 'n beheer oor jou nie. So alhoewel ons groot geword het in 'n omgewing wat ekonomies natuurlik depressed was en sosiaal depressed gesien is my sienwyse in die lewe nie daardeur gevorm nie. Maar soos ek nou werk in ons gemeenskappe, sien ek meer en meer ook hoe, as daar nie 'n baie sterk waardesisteem en hoe die Here en sy woord 'n invloed het oor hoe jy jou omgewing ervaar, dat dit mense, dat dit damaging kan wees, soos ons in Engels sal sê. En baie van die oorwinning in my eie lewe en die geestelike genesing in my lewe is as gevolg van die woord van die Here en die verhouding wat ek met die Here deur sy Heilige Gees kon hê, soos wat ek deur die jare sy woord geleer het, jy weet. Vir my ma se generasie, ek dink dit was regtig die hand van die Here wat haar interne kompas so gehou het dat sy haar kinders op 'n sekere manier groot gemaak het. En baie van die agtergrond wat ek het, as ek nou kyk in vandag se 2024 en gedurende my termyn in die parlement, is dieselfde ongeregtigheid, die wanbalans in mag, die waardesystem of die waarde en dignity, soos ons sê, van mense wanneer hulle op plase is en daar nie mooi na hulle na hulle gekyk word nie, op hulle ervare abuse, it has a very damaging influence on their psyche. But for me, the difference has been a very strong woman, mother that raised me with a value system that always put God first, and secondly, that the self-determination to get yourself out of poverty and not to be stuck in victimhood. And this is a woman that had no education. I want to say that to the listeners listening to us today, that it is a case of the Word of God, the preservation of God, and the grace of God that has preserved me and has the same power today in South Africa, in our context of a high inequality, to bring people out of depression economically and socially.
May I ask you, what did it do in your innermost being, Mari, when, and I'm referring to those years, and as you wrote, and I quote your own words, when it was not the easiest of times, when you knew what it was to have near to nothing, and you decided you're not going to be stuck in that, in the past. What did it do to your heart? Just perhaps to give someone who is still stuck in that stuckness to hear the testimony of a woman who says, here I am, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, He freed me from all the shackles on my ankles, and therefore I have the rejoicing in my heart of being more than an overcomer.
You know, I think one of the biggest impacts, I said earlier, and we don't have enough time on that, is that how my relationship with the Lord through the Holy Spirit defined almost the decisions that I made in terms of, you know, going to Bible college to study. If it was not God that through His Word and by the Holy Spirit kept the dreams in my heart alive in terms of being more than just a broken colored woman coming from a broken background, that reality did not shape my identity, because there was such a fire and a dream in my heart. And I should say as well, and I want to speak to women especially, if it was not for my mother having a sense of humanity that was so strong, and she could have, the koning onderdruk word haar mens wees nie.
Yeah.
So haar kinders nie so 'n baie sterk identiteit gehad het om uit te kom uit die omstandighede waarin ons is nie. Een van my ma se grootste mottos was, jy hoef nie te word wat jou omgewing is nie. Sy het altyd aan ons gesê, jy staan op vroeg in die oggend, jy word nie afhanklik van enige mens nie. En vir haar dogters het sy gesê om nooit afhanklik van 'n man te wees nie, omdat sy soveel teleurstelling natuurlik met my pa gehad het. Maar sy het dit in ons ingeskerp, jy weet, om op die Here te vertrou, om met jou hande te werk en om seker te maak as 'n vrou dat jy sal neem verantwoordelikheid vir die toekoms wat jy graag wil hê. Sy het dit op ons ingedruk en sy het nie 'n education agter haar naam gehad nie. But she had an indelible spirit that believed,
yes,
that you can get out of things, you know, if you determine by the grace of God that you will get out of them. And she raised 3 daughters like that.
Mari, in 1991 het jy aan die Rema Bible Training Center gegradueer en 'n nuwe tyd het aangebreek in daai dae. Vertel ons daarvan aan verder hoe die Here jou geseën het en gebruik het.
My biggest testimony really is going from a farm area in the Boland and going to Bible college that shaped my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it also at the same time transformed my heart, because I was very much a socialist. Coming from our background, the broken background coming out of apartheid, there was this sense of a righteousness that is actually a gift for our nation, I should say, for us as a broken people, that we had a sense of justice and what should be that was inside our hearts, that fire for democracy and freedom. And during that period, being confronted with what does God's word say about government, about you know, your own life as an individual, that set the course for me to really take responsibility for the future, and at the same time have a deep desire to be part of the transformation of our communities and our nation. That informed the decisions that I made in terms of going into executive recruitment, my own business, moving into organizational change and design at a time when it was fairly new through coaching and leadership development, and then finally moving into politics at a time when I felt that our country and our people were not as aware that legislatively our country is being changed into a secular state, and we are a constitutional democracy, and many of the laws that were adopted, especially in 2018, was a pivotal moment with the Civil Union Amendment Bill, where I realized people are not aware what they vote for, that people vote blindly, or they vote for personality, or they vote for identity politics, or based on the past. They vote because they either white or they black or colored, and they believe that, you know, it is racial, that the very problems of our nation is racial. It is not. It is about ideology, and that inspired me to move into active politics and to continue with that, and I believe it is part of the mandate of my life.
Mari, I want to ask you the future. How, as someone who sat in Parliament, as someone who is fighting for democracy and everything with that, as someone who loves the Lord Jesus Christ, as someone who successfully is someone as a businesswoman with financial freedom these days, how do you see, can we, you know, and I'm thinking about, say, for instance, I know, I nearly said her name. I know so many people in the Cape Flats at the moment listening now and saying, oh, I wish I could have that sort of life. What would you say to someone or someone somewhere on the Platteland or rural areas or somewhere just saying, I wish I could have some? What would you say to them?
Dit begin op jou knieën. Droom vir jou lewe, ontvang jy op jou knieën. God se droom vir, God is nie beperk deur waar ons vanaf kom nie. Of dit nou is ons land, en ons verlede, en of dit nou is as 'n individu, of 'n gemeenskap. Die Here se krag, en wie hy is, word nie beperk deur ons beperkinge van verlede, hoe ons onsself sien, waaruit ons kom nie. Wanneer jy op jou knie die droom van God vir jou lewe ontvang, en dit is 'n proses, is word daar 'n onwrikbare geloof in jou wakker, want jou geesmens is nie beperk aan dit wat jy ervaar het nie. Jou geesmens is die identiteit van God wat jou gemaak het. En wanneer, jy weet, ek sal sê vir elke vrou, een van die dinge wat die Heilige Gees so sterk vir my in die jaar 2001 gesê het, terwyl ek besig was met iemand te praat oor waar uit ek kom, die pyn wat ek ervaar het, en teleurstelling wat ek ervaar het in my young adulthood, en ek hoor duidelik hoe die Heilige Gees vir my sê, but I preserved you, and I saw the preservation of God keep me in spite of what was negative in my life. And the positive, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God igniting faith in my heart is what brought me out of economic depression, out of social depression, into a place of now today where I am. I have two children. They are professionals. I am homeschooling my daughter. We are able to exercise choice. But that happened because God changed my perception through His Word. And He kept my mother and preserved her as a woman going through abuse, being sold. He kept her, her humanity intact. And women needs to always, and I'm speaking to women because many times it is the woman that stands between a child and the street. And the decisions that she makes in her life is going to determine the future of her children. Because in this country, what we are suffering is that fathers relinquishing their responsibility. And many times women need to carry that burden. And I want to speak to women and say that you must know that this is God spoke to Israel, that I will be your husband. God is saying to single women, single mothers, He is saying to women that needs to make it, that He will look after the fatherless. And I must speak to the spiritual leaders in our country to say, let us raise churches that will embrace single mothers and help her raise her children practically with support systems and networks that will allow them to have a roof over their head, keep a roof over their head, have food on their table, and that will provide spiritual and social support to the single mothers and single-headed households in this country. And then I want to say to families, fight to stay together. If you are married, fight to stay together for the sake of your children and raise a home that your children can live in. Why? Because strong families will make a strong community and will give us a strong nation.
Mari Soekers, mag die Here jou seën, behoed, bewaar. En baie dankie vir jou wonderlike getuienis vanmiddag. Dankie dat jy dit met ons kom deel. Die Here seën vir jou. Baie groete en seën vir jou.
Baie dankie, Johan.